post-election Congo stays peaceful. Will it continue? Growth is evident since a strategic headquarters move and a missionary team takes on the gangs in California with the gospel. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Counting is underway following the runoff presidential election in the Democratic Republic of Congo. So far, only one isolated case of violence was reported. Many are concerned that violence will erupt once the results are announced. Sam Vinton with Grace Ministries International shares that concern, but he's hopeful.
Hopefully, after all these years, whoever is chosen in some way will be able to put together a government that will look at the needs of all the people and in some way, the people of arms will be disarmed.
If this doesn't work, it could be a devastating blow. Vinton is asking Christians to pray religious freedom will continue because Congo's ready for Christ.
When people have tried everything and nothing seems to have worked, there's a receptivity there because of all the problems and the troubles and losing everything, as many of these people have. And then those who are Christians have seen the Lord's hand upon them, even protecting them to where it has caused people to turn to the Lord.
Next, HIV/AIDS is pandemic in South Africa. Purpose Driven Ministries has been vocal about the church's silence. Brentwood Baptist in Tennessee has caught the vision. It's helping Living Hope Center and HIV/AIDS Ministry of Fishhook Baptist Church in South Africa. While HIV/AIDS outreach benefits, it's also giving Brentwood more of a mission's heart. More people are going and giving. A global summit on AIDS in the church is next month to help more churches. Go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's been less than 3 months since Mission Aviation Fellowship moved their headquarters from California to Idaho. MAF's Kevin Swanson says he's amazed at how quickly they've transitioned and already seen growth, but it's because their vision is clear.
We take very seriously the fact that the support that we provide here is keeping 200 missionary families with MAF around the world, over 50 aircraft in multiple different countries serving the Lord, and it's imperative that we do our work here on this end so that they can get the gospel to those people that are living beyond the normal modes of transportation and communication.
There's much work to be done, and Swanson says MAF is working to prepare for that.
I believe that partnerships are going to be one of the key relationships as MAF and other organizations move forward in this world today. None of us can do it alone, and I'm just excited to see more people being willing to work together.
Elsewhere, homicides and other violent crimes account for about half of all recorded gang-related incidents in the U.S. That's a sobering statistic for those working in communities where crime rates continue to soar. World Gospel Mission's Bob Margarone makes a difference from the Stockton Pinal Neighborhood Center in California.
We literally work with seventh generation gang families, which is just a symptom across the United States, and those are people who literally have either no exposure to the gospel or the twisted sense of the religious icons from their generational lifestyle.
The evangelistic part of the ministry requires heart, dedication, and time because
it's building relationships because of the lack of trust in this environment. It's getting the people to be willing to open up and become honest and being willing to accept you, to hear what you have to say. Seeing the consistency of the love of Christ in you as a minister of the gospel.
And Wycliffe Associates Kids Zone teams minister to the children of their Bible translation teams. In March 2007, the Papua New Guinea translation teams will be having their annual conference. The Kids Zone team will gather several days ahead for team building and travel preparations. At the conclusion of the conference in PNG, the team will have the opportunity to celebrate Easter with the missionary families and the local Papuan partners. If you want to be a part of this team, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card's CD, The Hidden Face of God. This CD focuses on the suffering Christians experience and will remind you to pray for the world's suffering servants. Get your free Michael Card CD at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.